Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. We want to thank our newest Patreons. Let's see. What do we have? We have Blue Hippo, Brittany, Alistair, and Thea. Thank you, guys. Again, the links to Patreon and Ko-Fi are on every single video, out there. And so United Airlines had issued a nationwide ground stop. Earlier this afternoon, nationwide ground stop had been issued by the FAA for all United Airlines flights due to system-wide technology issue. The airline has informed the FAA that communication with dispatch is down. As a result, they're holding all aircraft at their departure airports. They are currently investigating the situation. None of that would surprise me at all. You know, as we, many of us understand, there is major problems ahead with the airline industry. And in fact, there's going to be such a lack of available personnel, it's going to be blatantly obvious. But this is all part of a rolling series of events that, again, it's like an orchestra. Well, okay, you know, we just had the trombones, now we're going on to something else.
You know, and it's very much pre-planned. I mean, this is a domino effect. They spent a long time setting up these very special events just to let one tip, and here we go.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much going on. Ah, there's the feds right now. And so we see Queens, New York. Here you go. Firefighters, other authorities are working on the scene. The incident takes place at the U.S. Department of Transportation building. They report the presence of hazardous materials, including high-pressure tanks, diesel fuel, kerosene, gasoline, welding tanks, and other materials. A lot of things that can go boom. Now, this was in Queens last night. I can't count all these events that we've seen. There's heavy police presence going on right now. Oakland Skyline High School in Oakland, California. So there seems to be something going on there. Again, we've seen so many shooting incidents. They're just daily at this time. The other thing that's daily is the crime is getting way out of control, especially in certain cities. It seems like every time we see events lately, it's been Oakland or it's Los Angeles. As you look at this, insane footage shows organized criminal group armed with AR-15s robbing businesses. There's been a lot of these type of things going on, and not that they haven't always gone on, but it's just going to an all new level. As everything kind of descends into chaos, you're going to have those that are going to take advantage. So First Lady Jill has been tested positive for the plague upon the land. This is obviously the press secretary.
Tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again.
She's talking about number 46.
Today, he's not experiencing any symptoms. As far as the steps he is taking, since the president was with the First Lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidance. And he, as has been the practice in the past, the president will remove his mask when sufficiently distanced from others indoors and while outside as well.
So no smooching for Joe. And again, that is so obviously, well, you know, you telegraph a punch, right? Yeah, it's the same thing. Meanwhile, over in Israel, the Ministry of Health orders all hospitals to conduct, back to checking all those things. Here we go again. And not that we didn't say it was coming, because, you know, not just us, but a million other people have known, you know, maybe a billion, that this is coming. And meanwhile, here's 46 at a ceremony. And just again, is this intentional? Do they want us to just think that he is so incredibly senile? He walked out right in the middle of a ceremony for a Medal of Honor. And this poor gentleman's like, I don't know why he left. Don't look at me. I think this is intentional. I think they are sort of giving us the double middle finger every chance they have.
Well, they are, and this is all set up to be so deliberate. You know, there might be some people in the sidelines that don't know that they're being set up to be made to look like a kind of a silly person, you know, because they plan this stuff behind the scenes. And there's going to be more of it, you know, I mean, with this appearance right now, with him walking out right in the middle, there's going to be more of this, and it's just going to get worse. But it's, you know, to garner attention, and it's also to distract.
Just be aware that there is a series of storms brewing, one of which they are already saying, even though it's so far away from even the Virgin Islands and Lesser Antilles, it's moving pretty quickly. And it's going to be, they say, a Category 4 or 5 in the next 7 days. And it's supposed to travel north of the Leeward Islands in Puerto Rico. That would be a good thing because, you know, at the strength it's going to be when it goes by that area, it would be an absolute devastating storm. So we'll have to watch it. By the way, it'll be called Lee, and then there's Margot brewing right behind it. Now, it appears that it will perhaps start to curve northward. We'll see, you know, how things go, but everybody from Florida all the way up to Nova Scotia should be watching this one.
I would, you know, and definitely just be prepared. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being ready for a zinger.
Yeah, and it goes without saying, everybody in the Leeward Islands, beautiful, beautiful part of the world. So this is what we're looking at right now. As you can see, rapidly intensifying up to a Category 4 storm. Should be going just north of Puerto Rico and the Leeward Islands. And these are the models. There's one that actually takes it over to Puerto Rico. And the others show it kind of heading like it may make a Carolina impact, or maybe even Virginia, maybe even the Northeast or Canada. So we'll have to watch this as time goes on. But the flooding is just insane. It's just insane. And all the either bots or just people that are on the payroll are all just like, look at this in Turkey. Holy cow. My God, Al Gore had it right. What? You know, I mean, it's just, and I just got to stop and correct them and say, well, Al said that the poles were going to be melting, and they didn't melt. But yes, we do have massive flooding going on. We have it all over the place, of the like of which we really haven't seen in our modern times. The times of Noah. Now, does that prove that the Bible is the word of God? No. Again, look back farther. Noah's story is based on Utnapishtim, the Sumerian version. And again, even those Sumerian stories, as somebody made the comment, even the Sumerian stories are corrupted. Yeah, when you can't trust anybody that is interpreting, and it's not just Zechariah Sitchin that interpreted these Sumerian stories. There are tons of different people that are interpreting all the time. And in fact, there's hundreds of thousands of these stories that are being interpreted as we speak. And yet, you know, again, the control system is what is the big issue. And again, a lot of people are waking up to this. This flooding is insane. This is Turkey, by the way, again. Now, Turkey is interesting because it is a NATO country, and, you know, there's been talk from time to time about Turkey joining BRICS. Turkey is a country that is slated, according to Nostradamus' prophecies, for a massive invasion when the comet runs. So we shall see. You know, again, that could be pointing to April. We'll have to watch things carefully. But certainly, these people are trapped. Look at that flooding. You know, this is absolutely insane. And so we have Turkey. We have over here, Fujian. This is in China. Again, more records. And this was a case of two massive storms, one after another. This is just completely flooded out. Again, I don't think that the average person in China really truly wants WW3, and I don't think it's really the case in Russia either. Unless you get, you know, you're talking about the people that literally believe anything that the political puppets spew out of their mouths. But no sane person wants to see another world war. And we're all suffering in the same thing. These floods are happening all over the place. So this is China. And over here, this is Bulgaria. And Bulgaria was another interesting spot. You know, Turkey, some believe that there was a massive amount of people that escaped the Younger Dryas event by going inside Cappadocia and the other Anatolian cave systems, which had rolling stones that they could roll in place to make sure nobody else is coming in after they got inside the cave system. Some of these cave systems are as big as, you know, a modern day building in Manhattan. I mean, they're huge, and they house tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people.
Oh, but we know they really made it with just some chisels and hammers and, you know, just maybe a little bit of a ruler. And I'm sure that ruler was bent and it wasn't quite right. You know, it's just how can they continue to do this with a straight face, giving our children these books and just sitting there and expecting us to believe, oh, we are the pinnacle of modern society. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, and unfortunately, we really are. We're in very much a dark age, but we're getting better. You know, we're coming out of it. We're figuring things out. We're moving forward. We're understanding that the control structure is what it is. And, you know, you identify it and then you work on a way to get the heck out of it.
This is in Greece, which has been getting hit massively. And, you know, the person that tweeted this originally, this was the second tweet. Again, they were another one, you know, just going on about, oh, can't you see it's all climate change? Just like, can't you see the technology in play? Do you think that's normal? What, does he have an engine failure? No, he's not having engine failure. Maybe the on-off switch is an issue with the chemicals that are being sprayed to induce flooding or to dry up weather systems. So we end up with droughts in one area and we end up with floods in another area. And, you know, I thought, let me just bring it up again, because there's always going to be new people that pop in. And even though I've talked about Operation Popeye several dozen times, it's a fact. Weather warfare was used against Vietnam. They washed away entire villages. Entire villages got swamped and washed away. People lost their lives. They lost their crops. They lost everything. This is back in the 60s and in the 70s. Well, what can we do now?
You know, and just that was way back then. And look what we're dealing with now. It does seem like we've had some incidences where it does look like that was some localized weather strangeness phenomena going on. It feels like they're kind of honing it in right now.
Yeah, and you know, after WW3 is done, you know, you'll have people coming out and saying, well, you see all the bad things that the US did, but it's a global system. So, you know, if BRICS is the victors, and it looks that would probably be the case, unless it's, you know, more of a mutual destruction thing, in which then they still implement a complete totalitarian system, you know, maybe headed who knows where exactly. The power, it feels, has been shifting to China the whole time. Obviously, you know, you hear nothing but glowing remarks from Klaus and so many others about what amazing things they've done over there. It's just shifting its locale. It's just shifting the base of operations as people start to realize that, you know, hey, we really haven't gotten anywhere with the Democrats and the Republicans. It's because you're never really going to be able to get anywhere with them. It's a fixed, closed system. And, you know, this is on a global scale. These are all pawns. When the CIA considered weaponizing lightning. Yeah, literally. And so if you're talking about considering it, you know, it's been done. Again, they only let us know after the fact. Yeah, sometimes they'll let us know before the fact, but, you know, it's during the process. And how about Operation Sea Spray? Coast of San Francisco and California was sprayed with two types of bacteria. And the bacteria, they said, was supposed to be safe after admitting it. And in fact, by, I think it was 1969, there was like 239, I believe, or 240 times that the U.S. did test bacteria and other things on its people without their knowledge. And in this case, you know, a gentleman, Edward Nevin, died because of their test. This is in San Francisco. They sprayed the population with bacteria. 11 people were admitted to the hospital with serious bacterial infections. It's been ongoing forever. This is nothing new. They experiment on us just like, you know, the NAZ's experimented on a lot of people in those funny camps. You know, it's again, it's all part of the same system. Operation Paperclip. You know, those scientists that did horrible things, atrocious things. And, you know, I've seen comments too where people say, well, they had to do them because otherwise their families would have been, you know, who knows what. But again, yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about with the Heart's Home video. You know, why in the world will we incarnate in these times? It's to show what is our spirit made of, basically. You know, when you're faced with the most abject horrors, terrors, darkest dark times, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? This is a test. This is absolutely a opportunity to really show what we're made of, and will we literally put our hand out to help others when it literally puts us in the line of fire?
Mm-hmm. And really, truly, I mean, you generally find out what you're made of when you fall right flat on your face, when everything is down and you've hit rock bottom. It's the moment that you get up, that's when you know what you're made of. And people are pretty strong. They're much stronger than what they think.
Absolutely. So here you have the Biden advisor, Sullivan. North Korea will pay a price if they provide weapons to Russia. And as we were talking about yesterday, that's exactly what they intend to do. So again, the sides are being drawn up. Russian mercenary group Wagner is going to be declared a terrorist organization by the UK. Yeah, not a surprise there either. And again, Prigozhin, we get that he's not dead. Now, will he surface ever again publicly? Perhaps, perhaps not. Maybe, you know, maybe he won't. But again, this is all, again, the art of war. So, you know, even though we have puppets that perhaps the actual leaders of the country understand that what's going on, again, their generals probably don't have a clear picture. Maybe some do, maybe some don't. I mean, again, there are senators, I bet you, that have a much clearer picture than most presidents have had. Because, again, senators often are in place for decades. And it's just like it was in Roman times. It's just like it was in Roman times. And here you have the former VP at PFIZER, Dr. Mike Yeadon. When the UN, Bill Gates, and Klaus Schwab tell you that you won't be traveling, you won't have a private car, there won't be any flights, you won't own anything, and that you'll be happy, you probably won't live in your own house. And when they tell you that, you should assume they're serious about it. Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing it all come down the pike. And this is, again, it's so clear. It's so clear. We could learn a lot from these guys. They share. I mean, my gosh, he handed off the big one to his little one. Isn't that awesome? There's so much love shown by the animal kingdom, and a lack of greed as well. When you think about the billions that are being hoarded by so few, when one billionaire could solve so many problems, literally save so many lives, and they never choose to do it, and yet they're the ones that are put up on the pedestal. Don't you want to be like Elon? Don't you want to be like you? Hell no. Yeah, why? I mean, those people are completely corrupted by the system. And the only reason they're in their places there is because they've agreed to that corruption.
So much of the humane things that we see in this world are done by those who are not human.
Yes. And, you know, again, when we go back to this, you know, we're talking about you're not going to own anything. You're slaves. You're slaves. What do we see when we look at the Anunnaki being represented? They're giants, right, with human slaves. Nothing's changed. How about when you really look at the Bible, for instance, and you look at the Quran? In the Quran, why were humans created? Because it said that humans were created by God to serve God. That's slavery. We can serve Source, the true source of all, by simply being that which Source intends, which is a new, unique person. A unique person, not slaves. And again, you know, they're always trying to get rid of these stelae that are showing these depictions, but I've saved so many of them, like this one right here. No, that's not the one. But there's tons of them as we've there. That's the one. The humans have their hands tied behind their back. They're tied at the neck. There's somebody flying. And again, that's a depiction to tell you that these beings have the ability to fly. And there's the giants, and they're slaves. And again, when you look to the Bible, you look to Revelation 22. Oh, there's going to be no more pain and suffering. Yeah, because you're going to be a zombie. Basically, you're going to be merged with the Borg. You're going to have technology in you, so you're not going to have any more free will. They'll be able to keep your body going indefinitely. So, you know, again, humans will look for death, but death will elude them. Ah, so that's what they mean. Yeah, because, you know, again, they could keep you going indefinitely. Change out a kidney, maybe even give you a new heart. You know, maybe, again, whatever it is, they're going to be able to replace it and keep the spirit trapped in the body. They want to trap the spirit. They're looking for ways to trap the soul. So again, when you look back to all those legends about losing your soul, there is so much truth in all this. And again, we are just simply having a temporary experience as a human. And we can see that there are corporations out there that believe they can actually lay claim to a human that has been genetically modified. You could actually patent that and then lay claim to ownership. This is exactly what the Anunnaki have done here. They've modified the DNA. You look at the second chromosome fusion, and they're claiming that they are our creators. They're not our creators. They can't go even close to as high as we can go. They're stuck in limbo. They've given in to the enemy because ultimately that they are serving the Draco, and the Draco are serving the AI. And so, you know, they're stuck. They're at a dead end. You know, they are totally, totally going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. And look how much they really complicate everything. They really complicate life. And, you know, if you just go back and look at your children, remember what you learned in kindergarten, watch your pets. I think we can all find a better way to live and love one another and help one another.
And in Revelation 22, it does say everybody gets a mark, either the mark of the beast or the mark of God. But again, which God is the question? That's the question. And it's a mark that, you know, it's a branding. they've given it all to us. It's right in our faces. You know, again, what does the shepherd ultimately do with the sheep? So be very aware of what you believe.
Indeed.
And again, guys, thank you for your support. There is a creator. There is a source of all things. And this is a temporary ride for us and is absolutely a roller coaster ride. So we have to hang on tight and be as prepared as possible. As always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.